With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And here we go.
Up NFP, this is Wes Bunning, the director of college scouting here at the National Football Post, and you are listening to another installment of Draft Talk. And once again, we have another special guest on the line, and this isn't a guy that's going to break down anything for us. This is someone that's going to hear his name called on Saturday, possibly Friday, if he keeps his fingers crossed, of the 2012 NFL Draft. And that is none other than do-it-all fullback, tight end, H-back, wide receiver, Temple's Evan Rodriguez. Evan, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Wes? I'm doing pretty well.
Evan, that's the first thing I want to throw. I think I said fullback, tight end, wide receiver, H-back. What position are you going to play in the NFL?
Doesn't really matter to me as long as I make a team, but I'm pretty versatile. You could put me at tight end. You could put me in the slot. Put me at wide receiver. I'll do a little fullback. H-back as well. So I'm a moving guy.
I think with the NFL offenses right now, and there's been a couple guys recently, Aaron Hernandez is the one guy that off the line Y, where he can play with his hand on the ground. He's effective. But the Patriots do such a great job matching him up in the slot where he's asked to run some kind of jerk route or combo route where he can go whatever way he runs, matched up on a linebacker, he's too fast, corner, he's too big. And they'll even play him in the backfield at times as a fullback. Do you see yourself as that kind of similar mismatch option in the NFL?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, I look at it as being a mismatch. This year, being at Temple, we kind of use the same scheme. So I basically was Aaron Hernandez on my team, and they kind of put me in that situation of, you know, be a mismatch and make plays and use my speed versus a linebacker. And then if we were in a block situation, I'll cover up a corner or safety or even a backer as well.
I remember I wrote an article on you during the season. And this was when I was grinding through tape, going through the Temple guys. And, you know, thankfully Temple, they've done a nice job in recent years, sending some pretty good players to the NFL, and you know, I got to take a look at you. And the one thing, we're just talking on tape, I was really impressed by, one, your ability to get vertically down the field. They ran you on a bunch of wheel routes out of the backfield, and not only your ability to run, but adjust to the football and go get it at the highest point. Is that something you think is one of your big-time skills at the next level, your ability to make plays vertically down the field from a number of spots?
Yeah, I would say so. I used to play basketball, so I guess my vertical leap, you know, going up for a rebound or even, you know, dunking the ball. So I definitely would say that I can get the deep ball and also be effective in the short game.
You're not going to get on the field at Temple unless you block. Talk about when you watch Evan Rodriguez, the weaknesses or the things you need to improve on most as a blocker, and then where you think your strengths are as a blocker at this stage.
I blocked for Bernard Pierce, the leading scorer in college this year. And I would say you could put me anywhere blocking-wise. I can come up the line, which I have shown improvement since the Eastern West game. In my All-Star game, you can see film on me and kind of see how much I improved from the season as an inline blocker. And then in the off season, been working pretty hard. You could also put me at wide receiver, and I could block a corner, cover up a corner. So I'll say I'm pretty. I'm working on my strengths and weaknesses at the same time.
I'd say the one place I think they did it a couple times with you when I saw you on tape, but line you up as a traditional fullback. Are you a guy that's going to want to get down and dirty as a lead back at times if they ever asked you in the NFL?
No problem taking on an ISO block one-on-one. That's one thing I had to do being at Temple in my early stages. I had to take on a linebacker and ISO. I'm not scared to get down and dirty, especially being at Temple on a run based team. You got to be able to be tough and run block first.
I think a lot of that down and dirtiness, Evan, and what I like to do when I evaluate prospects is see where they came from. You were a quarterback in high school, but also a safety, correct?
Correct. I was a safety, and I was a quarterback.
Can you talk about your experience? I know the glamour position. You could probably still play quarterback if you wanted to. But talk about the overall mentality of a defensive player moving to the offensive side and how you bring that nasty to the offense side of the football.
I'll say, like, scheme-wise, like learning coverages has helped me out a lot because I understand where the coverages were coming from, like high safety is press, indication of blitz. Also, I would say it was like a 360 change for me, especially coming from a defensive mentality from killing the man to the ball and now switching up to getting hunted. So you look at everything, but it definitely helped me out a lot. So just understanding both sides mm-hmm. of the ball.
I got a chance to meet you personally then, I believe in St. Petersburg, Florida, the location of the East-West Shrine Game down there this past year. Talk about that whole experience, you getting to compete against some of the best players in the country, they lined you up all over, you got used to playing. Temple's really done a nice job going to the Big East, but there is a jump in level of competition when you go from Temple playing in the MAC to playing the best of the best throughout the nation before you get to the NFL.
I had no problem. You know, I enjoy it. I enjoy playing against the best of the best because it brings the best out of you and you play up to your ability. But it was a good experience out there. The Shriner peoples gave us, they treated us like first-class citizens up there. When we went to the Shriner Hospital, I actually met a little fella named Tommy. And it was encouraging to me to see how he was in a wheelchair, but you know, one of the Shriners said he'll be lucky if he made it to he'll be lucky enough to make it to 18. And I'm like, wow, like that's like it hit me because like he's fighting for his life and I'm here fighting to get on the team. So I look at that makes me a stronger person to see a little guy like that battling. And I stay in touch with Tommy here and now through emails.
Mm-hmm. Talk about then the next part of this journey, Evan, was at the 2012 NFL Combine. You, I would say, at the tight end group, were one of the clear winners of that group overall. But talk about your experience, one, the weigh-in, what that was like, and then the other things going through the workout. You know, you got a chance to, you know, be at the underwear workouts this year. What was that overall experience like for you?
It was just a business trip. It was a great experience. Meeting all new coaches and coaches you see on TV, coaches you know you look up to, it was a good experience. I'll say the hardest part was the psychology test and all the testing, the screenings. But other than that, it was just a good experience, just being around the best people again, and just meeting new people. It's a network.
Mm-hmm. Could you say how many teams you met with while you were out there?
I met with almost all 32 teams. Met with, I'll say, like 30 of them. And it was just a good experience. I was enjoying it all. I have no complaints.
All right, Evan, between now and the draft in April, you have your big pro day coming up. Talk about the one you worked out extremely well at the combine, but talk about some things you're hoping to improve on for the NFL scouts during your pro day workout.
March 16th is my pro day at Temple University, and I'm just looking to do the best to show them, you know, I'm stronger because I'm stronger and I can get stronger within a few weeks. And I'm just going to be running route running position works. Just keep it short and simple.
Last thing I want to touch on. Favorite thing to ask all the prospects throughout since I've been doing this. During your time at Temple, you've had a chance to face a lot of good football teams, Penn State, I believe, UCLA was a team you ended up facing. But during that time, who was the best player you had to face on a consistent basis throughout the course of a game that you saw during your college career?
I'll say Devin Steele from Penn State and Michael, another linebacker from Penn State, Michael Muta.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
His name is. And they were the toughest I played, I'll say, in my career. And they're great players. They're great players, competitive. So it was a battle.
Well, there you go, everyone. That's Evan Rodriguez, the quote-unquote do-it-all tight end fullback receiver from Temple University. And hopefully he'll be coming to a city near you in the near future. Evan, I want to wish you nothing but the best, and thank you for coming on today.
I'm excited, Wes. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Take care. That's Evan Rodriguez, tight end from Temple.